beloved Father Supreme. I shall go on and go on worshiping your feet. If I satisfy you for your own fulfillment, I shall receive bliss supreme. Whenever I had the opportunity, I flew to the edge of the ever-blue sea and took my seat there in solitude. My bird of consciousness, dancing slowly, rose to the sky and lost itself up there. On that occasion, it was a full moon night. As I gazed upon the blue white horizon, I found only a sea of sweet and serene light. Everything was engulfed, as it were, in an infinite ocean of light, which played lovingly on the sweet ripples. My finite consciousness was in quest of the infinite and immortal. I drank deeply of ambrosia and was floating on an illumined ocean. It seemed as if I no longer existed here on Earth. All of a sudden, I do not know why or how. Something put an end to my sweet dream. No longer did the air emit its honey-like immortal bliss. For my own depressed thoughts had come to the fore. Useless. Everything is useless. There's no hope of creating a divine world here on earth. It's only a childish dream. I felt too that I could no longer go on, even with my own life. This world seemed nothing but a thorny desert, strewn with endless difficulties. Why should I suffer these unbearable pains and sorrows here? I'm the son of the infinite. I must have freedom. I must have the ecstasy of paradise. This ecstasy resides ever within me. Why then should I not leave this mortal world for my eternal abode in heaven? Suddenly a flash of lightning appeared over my head. Looking up with awe and bewilderment, I found above me my beloved, the King of the universe. Looking at me, his radiant face overcast with sorrow. Father, I asked, approaching him, what makes thy face so sad? How can I be happy, my son, if you do not wish to be my companion and help me in my play? I have concealed in the world millions of sweet plans, which I shall unravel. If my children do not help me in my play, how can I have my divine manifestation here on earth? Profoundly moved, I bowed and promised, Father, I shall be thy faithful companion, loving and sincere throughout eternity. Shape me and make me worthy of my part in thy cosmic play and thy divine mission.